Days later, Frank awakens when a recurring dream, one often nagging him during REM sleep, hammers early morning brainwaves. Unsure he should contact Jim Patterson, a nervous itch reminds him of a frantic vision making him toss and turn. The freakish images of gray-skinned parents reaching from the grave seem all too real right before Frank awakens with sweat pouring. Pleas for help tear at his soul as if he should have done something by now. But why am I having these made-up visions, useless, conjured, twisted, almost psychotic fabrications of what it's like in the hereafter? Frank decides, in order to shed disturbing nightmares, he must clear the air while cognizant that his feelings and intuition may not be total inventions. Instincts often saved him while operating in the jungle's split seconds from death. Standing at a phone booth, cup of coffee in hand, while shrugging tight shoulders, he punches the private number of the detective and waits. Noticing a sedan parked across the parking area with a driver smoking cigarettes, he's about to hang up when Patterson finally answers.
Yeah, I'm here. Who's calling?
Frank Ballard, Jim.
I'm glad you called. This business of being out of touch has major disadvantages. How you coping?
Coping with what?
So you haven't seen the news. A tail part from your dad's Cessna washed up with bullet holes. The case is now officially a double homicide, as of a few days ago.
That's good news. I had a naggy feeling they didn't die from natural causes. My dad was a great pilot and a tremendous swimmer. Any suspects yet?
Yeah, I got a couple, but nothing I'll share over the phone. When will you be in town again?
I hadn't planned a trip. Would it help if I knew names?
Not really, except you may be in danger if what I'm thinking pans out.
Why not my sister?
There's a court battle that started yesterday over a piece of land your parents bought a few years ago. It could be linked, but Alice isn't on the deed as co-owner. I'd say your parents figured you'd take care of her financial worries.
Of course. But what's unusual about this piece of property? Why haven't I heard of it?
It's an island off the coast of China, part of the Paracel Islands.
Why would they buy an island near China?
Mineral, natural gas, oil deposits, fishing rights, offshore drilling, and proximity to a new Chinese base. Take your pick. It could be any one of them.
How did Dad buy an island? That's got to be expensive. Who owned it before?
Taiwan. They want Americans living in the area for stability and sold it to your parents for a dollar, with a few conditions.
A dollar?
Believe me, owning it and controlling it are different matters, Frank. Taiwan wants American muscle between them and the South China Sea base, and they figure your father was their best bet. It'll pay huge dividends if they make an international stop.
But what would Dad do to keep the communists and terrorists out?
He was planning to build homes for rich and famous families allotted by nationality, Chinese as well, based on silent bids. But the State Department nixed the idea. The island is protected by natural reefs, sand caves, and lagoons, making it quite formidable for self-defense while being a virtual paradise. I think the big shots wanted it for submarines in case the Chinese lose their marbles and Taiwan doesn't like the idea of a military buildup.
So who killed my parents, Chinese or Americans?
I'm working on it. I had a freelancer last week who wanted to revoke my library card, but I managed keeping it for now. I'm still investigating his links to the case.
Frank puzzles over Jim's meaning. I don't get much news. All right, I understand about the visitor. That's a good sign you're getting close. When is this land deal supposed to fall into my possession? I don't recall a word during probate.
It's designed to pass upon wrongful death of your parents. Until then, it was held in a blind trust by the Taiwan Central Bank. Your parents were extremely cautious about it, since the contested island's value is off the charts.
How rich am I? Frank chuckles nervously.
Dead or alive?
Jim counters. All right, I get your point. I'll get in touch with Taiwan's embassy and make an appointment.
Good. Let me know if anything comes up that might help the case.
Okay, I'll talk to you later, Jim. Thanks for helping my parents. Nobody else seems to care.